A Russian-born U.S. citizen is the new chief executive of Yukos, the big Russian oil company. Two other Americans also will assume top positions at Yukos. Former CEO Mikhail Khodorkovsky was jailed 11 days ago on charges of fraud and tax evasion. Russian officials are trying to calm American fears about Khodorkovsky's arrest, which, according to the Bush administration, raises serious questions about the rule of law in Russia. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
A senior State Department official said he believes politics was likely the driving factor in the case against Khodorkovsky, an oil tycoon who was funding political parties and a philanthropist who has cultivated many friends in Washington. The official, who asked not to be named, said Khodorkovsky's arrest could erode what he described as the confidence that had been building between Russia and the U.S., and he said the U.S. has been underscoring its concerns privately with Russian officials. The Russians have been responding by telling Washington not to overdramatize the situation and by drawing what the U.S. official called strained analogies to Enron. That's the argument the Speaker of Russia's upper house of parliament, Sergei Mironov, brought to Washington, going to great pains to say the case against Khodorkovsky is a simple case of tax evasion.
Tax evasion is a grave crime, and the same here as far as I know. The United States, tax evasion is a grave crime. And just last year, we all have seen the footage of some heads of companies in the United States being accused of tax evasion, and nobody said that Russian-American strategic relations were being eroded as a result of that.
Mironov also tried to allay concerns that the case against Khodorkovsky is part of a bigger crackdown on business or about revisiting privatization and property rights. But Harley Balzer, a professor at Georgetown University, believes the crackdown is part of a wider effort to manage Russia's lucrative energy sector. He says Khodorkovsky was promoting business ideas that the U.S. liked, independent oil pipelines and increased production, but some of his views were out of sync with President Vladimir Putin.
The Russian government doesn't have a whole lot of foreign policy levers out there. Energy is one of the biggest ones. Putin has made no bones about this being Russia's comparative advantage. And Khodorkovsky represented the one serious independent economic force that would make decisions based on their economic rationality rather than their political expediency.
The Russians who came to Washington denied this is a story about the Kremlin controlling Russia's energy sector or the rising influence of the so-called Chekists, the former KGB types who came to power with Putin. Mikhail Margelov, an influential member of the upper house of parliament, laughed about this analysis.
If you mean, does the Chekists want to put their hand over natural resources of Russia, as one of the former Chekists, I will say no, we don't want that.
But Margelov didn't deny some of the political motivations about prosecuting Khodorkovsky. He cited a quote from Vladimir Putin's presidential campaign.
When he was asked about the tycoons, in one of his first interviews said, there will be no tycoons, олигархов не будет, meaning that, to my mind, there will be no involvement of tycoons in policy.
Those comments will do little to ease investors' concerns about who might be next. As one American analyst put it, investors will need a long cooling-off period and a lot more reassuring signals from Moscow. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.